University of Virginia Health System, we're for sharing the latest health information from top minds to keep you and your family healthy. With UVA Health System Radio, here's Melanie Cole.
Immunotherapy has great potential as a new way to fight cancer. My guest today is Dr. Lawrence Lum. He's a specialist in immunotherapy whose research includes developing a new way for the body's T cells to target cancer cells at UVA Health System. Welcome to the show, Dr. Lum. Tell the listeners first, can you define what immunotherapy is and how it works with the body's immune system?
So immunotherapy actually is being able to manipulate cells or parts of the immune system, components of the immune system that we already have to fight cancer. And one of the problems that cancer does is it fools the immune system while it's developing into thinking that it's either not there or can't be detected. And so there's a lot of interest, obviously, in being able to manipulate antibodies or cells, which are components of the immune system, to be able to attack cancer cells more effectively. And that would be probably the Cliff Notes version of immunotherapy.
So let's center for a minute on one specific type of immunotherapy, the adoptive T cell therapy. Your research is focusing on T cells to fight cancer. Explain what a T cell is and what it does.
So a T cell is one of the many subpopulations of white blood cells that we find in our blood as well as in other organs of the body, blood organs, bone marrow, lymph nodes. And the T cells are responsible for killing viruses, cancer cells, foreign cells. They cause graft rejection or graft versus host disease also. And they actually remember. So they can be educated and remember for years or decades what they've been exposed to.
Have we previously thought that T cells did not attack the cancer cells themselves, that they sort of let them slide by?
Yes. So between T cells and some of the other cells in the body, when cancer develops, T cells end up getting blinders on them, so they can't sense the fact that the cancer is right next to them. So they're like police persons in the body as they go through, and they will have blinders on for cancer if the cancer cells are effective in actually fooling them into not being detected or not being there. So the strategies in immunotherapy are to actually get rid of those blinders on those T cells. So now the T cells can now see the tumors around them or detect the tumors and then become vaccinated or become immune to those tumors so that they can kill them and eliminate them.
That's fascinating. And doctor, how's your research seeking to harness these T cells? How do you train them to recognize these invaders?
So what we're doing is we're actually taking the T cells out of the body by a process called leukapheresis. We put patients on a machine, and we collect the white blood cell fraction, and the T cells are in that fraction, and we actually stimulate them in the laboratory in a bioreactor. Actually, it's a specialized machine that actually allows us to trigger the T cells so that they will grow and expand. So instead of starting out with a couple billion T cells, we end up with 100 billion T cells. And we then coat them with a bidirectional antibody. So we re-engineer the T cells by coating them with an antibody that targets the T cell on one hand, and the other part of the fused antibody or bidirectional antibody targets the cancer tumor protein, such as HER2-NU or CD20, which is on lymphoma and leukemia, or EGFR, which is on like pancreatic cancer or lung cancer. So that way, every single T cell that is grown after about 14 days of culture is redirected to actually kill the specific tumor protein or target to a tumor protein, hence killing the tumor cells.
Are we looking at this for tumor-specific cancers or like systemic cancers, lymphoma, leukemia? Who are good candidates for this type of therapy?
Well, so we actually have a platform, and by changing out the second head of the antibody, we are actually targeting solid tumors like breast cancer, prostate cancer, pancreatic cancer, neuroblastoma, which is a grant that we just recently received, and it's been transferred actually to UVA. And then the liquid tumors, the lymphomas, multiple myelomas, and then eventually the leukemias. So it's actually very broad.
So if you take those T cells out, do we have others that are still in there fighting? What happens when you've removed them? Are the patients then susceptible to infection or issues?
No, we're actually taking out a very small fraction. We probably have a trillion white blood cells in our body, and we're taking out such a very small fraction that we are not creating an immunodeficiency by taking T cells out. And then number two is since we do the expansion, in a couple of weeks, we're actually putting back in cells that have been armed, if you will. So now you have a whole army of targeted T cells going after specific cancer antigens. And then the group that was left in, the endogenous cells that we did not take out, play a very important role. In fact, when the targeted T cells come up to a tumor cell and start killing the tumor cell, there's the direct killing mediated by the cells we infuse. But more important, or just as important, are the cells that are in the body that get attracted to the tumor site. And actually now, as a result of anti-tumor proteins made by the T cells at the site, they actually become immunized because the T cells that we infuse are killing tumor, releasing tumor proteins. So now the endogenous immune cells all of a sudden see fresh tumor protein, and the protein obviously is being provided in the context or in the presence of cytokines and chemokines, other immune proteins made by the T cells that got there to do the killing. So it stimulates the endogenous cells to actually come to dinner, if you will, and process or eat the tumor proteins. So they now will develop immunity, or they will develop long-term memory to then recognize the tumor at other sites, and they will circulate and help enhance or magnify and amplify this response to the tumor.
Sort of like recruiting an army, yes?
Yes, exactly. So the first wave goes in, does the killing. The second wave actually comes from the existing inhabitants, if you will. So the guerrilla warfare starts after, you've actually triggered the entire process.
And what is this like for the patient? Do they have side effects? Do they feel any different during it?
So the therapy is all being done on an outpatient basis, and very few of the patients have actually have to come back in to the hospital or be observed overnight. The dominant side effects are the flu-like symptoms, where patients get chills. They have fevers that are actually quite well controlled with NSAIDs, and they can drop their blood pressure slightly during this process, and we anticipate that, and we give them lots of fluid. Usually by 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, they're going home. they have low-grade fevers overnight, and when they call the clinical coordinators the next morning, their fevers have usually broken. Sometimes they will have some low-grade headaches that are usually controlled. The vast majority, in fact, I think 99% of the patients got all their infusions without having to stop their infusions as a result of side effects.
Wow. Dr. Lum, in just the last few minutes, kind of wrap it up for us and tell people if when they ask you about immunotherapy, what you really, really want them to know and why patients should come to UVA Cancer Center for their care.
So we have developed actually a new program here, was recruited by leadership to really put the UVA Center on the map so that we could actually provide care, immunotherapy care that's specific for using T cells to actually target some of the hard to crack cancers, pancreas, metastatic breast cancer, hormone refractory prostate cancer, and neuroblastoma in kids. And we have a unique program here that no one else actually has in the country currently. We are set up and we're going to be expanding so that we will be able to accommodate the patients and to be able to deliver, care that improves not only the quality of life, but to extend life and eventually be able to provide a cure for these this group of patients.
Thank you so much for such great information, Dr. Lum. You're listening to UVA Health Systems Radio. And for more information, you can go to uvahealth.com. That's uvahealth.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.